Okay.
So quickly, I just want to point out how important it is to maintain any grant or scholarship that you have. That is free money given to you so that you can have your college education, so you can obtain your degree. That's money you don't have to pay back. And so in the age where student loan debt is atrocious, if you are blessed with a scholarship or grant money or money that just somebody gives to you, you have to have the mindset that says protect this at all costs. If you don't, you may find yourself either out of school or having student loans to help maintain your status for being there. But whatever you have to do, whoever you have to talk to, whatever tutorial you have to attend, activities you may have to cut out, do what you have to do so that that scholarship or that grant is maintained. The last thing you want to do is lose that. So many times students kind of get lax in their studies because they know, oh, I can maintain this GPA, not without effort. Oh, I can maintain this money. Now, if your academic status is poor or you placed on academic probation, you can lose that scholarship fast. So your mode of operation, your MO, has to be at all times, I got to make this grade, I got to make this B, make this A, so that my scholarships are intact. Okay? Academic scholarships are hard to come by, and so if you obtain those, don't waste it. Okay, the last thing you want to do is look back on it and say, I had free money and I didn't take it seriously. There are people who are in that situation right now, and then when they really get serious about education, now they have to foot the bill, and oftentimes that means student loans. So if you are able to get a scholarship, and they say you got to keep a 3.0, do what you got to do to keep that 3.0. Talk to people about their schedules. Say, hey, did you take this class? How was that class? How was that professor? What was the workload like? Some classes don't complement each other well. You might not want to take everything that looks hard together and everything that looks easy together. You want to balance that out. You want to be able to say, well, I'm going to put a PE into this course load that I have this semester because I know I can pass that class with an A, boost my GPA, however many units it is, okay? You want to be able to know yourself, know your mental state, know your emotional state so that you can handle the pressures of a course load. Sometimes our self-esteem might be low. You want to be able to maintain that and say, I can do this because I've done this before. Now I know how to handle it. If you know that one semester your GPA looked a little shaky, then that second semester you want to make sure, man, I'm putting everything into this one. That way my GPA can come up, but at least I have a better understanding of how this rolls now. Okay? If you got to go to a workshop in terms of, hey, your professor wants you to write better, you thought you wrote your best paper and it was a C or a D, talk to that professor, see what they can do to help you write better papers. If you're struggling in math, get tutoring for math, okay? If it takes you 2 hours to study, don't study for 2 straight hours. Break it apart into 15, 20-minute increments, but get the study time in. If that means you have to miss a game, miss a party, miss an event, you do that because you are on a scholarship, and your first line of thinking has to be to protect the money. Make the grades, don't get me wrong. Don't focus so much on the dollar bill that you can't make the grades. But if your finances are intact, your academics can follow. But it's hard to think about academics when you don't know how to pay for your school. It's hard to think about paying for your school when you feel like, man, I got a big course load. I can't work a lot. My mental state is off. My personal side is out of whack. Get your personal life together so that this triangle between your finances, your personal growth, and your academic side, they connect to each other. All right? Protect the money. The money's going to keep you there. If it's free, don't lose the sight of it being free. It's free money that you don't have to repay. Protect the scholarship. Protect the grant at all costs. Then when you don't have money to worry about, you can solely put your energy into making sure your grades are good, making sure you do have time to rest, making sure you can even plan a leisure outing because you know you've done the work first. That first semester of school, freshman students are hard because those first semesters, you're sitting there like, man, this is new territory. You can't focus on which party to attend, which game you're going to go to, and all these things when you don't even know how fast it's going to take you to get from one side of the campus to the other. When you can't even find the hallways without messing up. The right building to go into. Learn your environment first. Then everything else falls into play. All of that is bigger than just the dollar sign, but it helps protect the dollar sign. Know your environment, know your teachers, know the syllabus, figure it out. But whatever you do, do not lose your money. Student loans can grow fast. But if you have scholarships and you have grants, that's free money. This is the time to use it for what its purpose is meant to be. To pay for your education, the only thing you have to do is make the grades. Ask somebody who has to pay their own way and they'll tell you, I wish I had the money for free like you do. If all I had to do was make a 3.0, I bet you I maintain that. And I'm not making light of how hard college is. I've had semesters where I didn't make 3.0, but I knew how to complement it with a semester where I knew I could make one. So that way when they check at the end of the semester or the end of the year and say, well, hey, what's his status? Oh, I was above 3.0. You better believe that because I was not going to lose my money. I would lose people first. I would lose extracurricular activities first, but I wasn't losing my money. So keep that in mind. Stay strong. Keep it pushing. Whatever you got to do, protect your scholarships. Hope this tip helps. Flip the coin over. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.